Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. It's heating up to the mid-80s the next few days. And you'll likely see some rain or threat of rain as well. At night, temperatures will dip to the low to mid-70s. Let's get things started at the mall. Can you live at the shopping center? That may soon be a reality at Southland Mall in Cutler Bay. Renovation plans include residential units at the aging shopping complex in South Miami-Dade. A developer and an investor plan to put housing on part of an 80-acre tract of land now used for parking. The new owners also plan to remodel the 88-tenant mall and add new stores. The mall was devastated by Hurricane Andrew in 1992. It reopened in 1993 and renamed Southland Mall in 2003. In food news, there's a new steakhouse in town. Dirty French Steakhouse is the newest restaurant by the New York group that brought Miami several over-the-top venues in the last year. Dirty French takes over the spot of the former Morton's at 1200 Brickell. The restaurant promises the highest quality cuts of steak and seafood dishes in Gordon Gekko retro 80s opulence. Picture zebra-striped dining chairs, leopard print bar stools, gold leaf ceilings and fuchsia crushed velvet banquettes. The menu centers around steaks ranging in price from $36 to $54. There's even a $25 burger and fries if you want to dress down your plate. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In sports, Tyler Herro was just named the NBA's Sixth Man of the Year. The 22-year-old Miami Heat guard became the first player in franchise history to win the award handed out to the league's best bench player each season. Herro received 96 of the 100 first-place votes. He was presented with the award after a practice at FTX Arena. Herro's Heat teammates and coaches huddled around him to celebrate. In health news, COVID cases are going up in Florida and so are the number of people admitted to hospitals. And Miami-Dade has become the only county in the state to move up to the CDC's medium COVID risk level. The rest of the state remains low risk. Miami-Dade has a 12.99% positivity rate and 225 cases per 100,000 people. And finally, the 2022 Forbes Travel Guide Star Awards have been announced, and it's good news for the Miami area resorts, restaurants and spas that made the coveted lists. Neo on Brickell Key remains the lone 5-star restaurant in South Florida. The St. Regis Ball Harbor was honored by a 5-star award as the Oceanfront Hotel celebrates its 10th anniversary. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.